The Ghana Anti-Corruption Coalition has asked government to adopt an open approach in awarding contracts. This, according to the coalition, is the surest way to reduce the canker of corruption. Speaking at a stakeholders forum in Accra, the executive director of the coalition, Florence Dennis, said contracts executed by government is funded by taxes of Ghanaians, therefore it must be accountable to the people. We bring you a report by Victoria Haji and Abigail Gbemu.
According to the Public Procurement Authority, government spends 70% of its budget on procurement of goods, works and services through contracts every year. Unfortunately, information related to such contracts are either not made public or the contracts are poorly managed. This prevents the citizenry from deriving benefits from these huge investments. This is the Ghana Anti-Corruption Coalition in partnership with the Antino de Manila University of Government and World Bank Institute organized a forum in Accra to dialogue on open contracting within the Ghanaian context. Mrs. Dennis noted that if awarding of public contracts are made open, it will ensure public participation. This will go a long way to trigger better contract performance. The head of Human Resources and Administration of the Public Procurement Authority, Yvonne Van Der Poy, calls for the strengthening of institutions and civil society to monitor all procurements made by government. This, she noted, will deter people from engaging in corruptible acts.
Transparent procurement procedures can contribute to a more efficient allocation of resources through increased competition, higher quality procurement and budgetary savings for government and taxpayers. Efficient and transparent procurement procedures can largely assist the local suppliers to improve their competencies as they compete for public contracts, thereby making them more competitive. Transparent procurement procedures can also reduce bribery and corruption practices. Public sector procurement.
The chairman of Ghana Contract Monitoring Group, Dr. Oboy Okase, expressed the need for Ghanaians to show interest in public contracting.
While the project is going on, they should be interested in what is going on, look, raise issues, talk to the contract monitoring group or the other agencies to make sure that things which are not going right are put right. Not to wait until auditors come to audit the contract, the document, and then they tell us 5 years later, you know what's going on, you have to go to the Public Accounts Committee or Parliament, that the reports are looked at 7 years later. By that time, it becomes more difficult to retrieve or to set right what has gone wrong.
The Executive Director of Africa Center for Energy Policy, Mohamed Amin Adams, believes it is time more interest is shown in oil and gas contracts in order to protect the integrity of the country's natural resources. The former chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, Albert Kandapa, urged the media to demand questions from politicians in order to make them accountable to the people. The coalition launched a book on open contracting on Ghana's development at the end of the forum.
Victoria Haji and Abigail Bemus report.